Day three at Crufts 2024, another busy day. What a busy Saturday it is. Looking out of the window of the studio, there are thousands of people walking by. They've all got smiles on their faces, which is good to see. Now, after seeing live meat markets in China in 2009, Julia de Cadenet decided to start lobbying for the rights of dogs, forming the charity World Protection for Dogs and Cats in the Meat Trade later in 2013. And I'm delighted that she joins me in the studio. Julia, hello, welcome to Crufts. You've had an interesting couple of days so far.
Yeah, it's been really, really busy. I've been here for 4 years now. We always have the same place and the same stand. And it's just amazing every year just how many people seem to come and how many people are receptive to what we're doing.
Right. Now, tell us exactly what it is you're doing.
Okay, well, we're a charity. We're based in London. Our formal name is World Protection for Dogs and Cats in the Meat Trade, but actually, everybody knows us as No to Dog Meat. So we have a campaign to help end the dog and cat meat trade in Asia, which we run globally. And we also have a shelter in China where all the dogs that we actually rescue in situ, we put into our shelter until we can find them homes.
Okay. Just give us a sense of the scale of the issue that you face.
Okay, well, just in terms of stats, China alone, 10 million dogs are slaughtered each year for food and fur. Korea, there's about 3 million. You've got Cambodia, you've got Vietnam, you've got Indonesia. It's pretty widespread. I'd say about 20 million dogs in total per year.
It's difficult to get your head around those figures, isn't it?
It's a lot of dogs. I mean, if you take it in the context of, like, our shelter alone has more than 700 rescues. And if we wanted to, we could be 10 times that size.
Does that trade exist because, and bear with me on this, because the trade exists or because there is demand?
The trade exists for a number of reasons, but if we were specifically talking about China, obviously historically people used to eat dogs during times of poverty in Chairman Mao's era, but then that faded away. But in the 80s there was a big resurgence in dog eating when it attributed to wealth actually. It's considered to be a status to serve a dog for dinner at a festival or an event. In fact, there's a festival in China celebrating dog eating.
I'm sure that over the years you've had many a conversation with people who will look at the other side of the coin and say, hang on a minute, you're interfering in a cultural way of life in a different country.
Okay, so my answer to that is very simple. On the first point, if it was a cultural way of life, why has it never been legalised? Why is it still not legal there? Why is it an undercover trade where basically dogs are stolen? Breeding farms may sell to the slaughterhouses, or people just have dogs around that they gather up, or people's pets are stolen. And also, why is it a trade that there is no taxation paid upon it by the traders, by the sellers, by the butchers? Who gets that money? That's the first point. And my second point on culture is this. There's many things over the years which have been, I'm doing my air quotes now, culturally acceptable, but they were never acceptable. And in our view, cruelty is never cool.
Couldn't agree with you more, absolutely. But I'm sure there are people who do have a differing point of view. What sort of a difference are you able to make? Given the scale that you've outlined, how much can you do? What difference are you making on the ground?
Okay, well, our charity works two ways. We lobby from the top down, so we're in consultative status with the United Nations, so we lobby under sustainability development goals, all the highbrow stuff. We push for legislation to be created, not just enforced, and then we run education programs. For example, even in the Philippines, this is just a sidebar, dog meat trade is banned, but it still continues because of lack of education. So we're working with the police at the moment to help them enforce legislation. On the ground, one of our main things we do is to empower local activists and local people to show them that they can make a difference. And in countries where protesting, for example, and speaking out is banned, we're almost like a shield to them that they can be under our umbrella. And so we give a voice not just to the animals, but we give a voice to the people who do care about animals, who feel powerless and voiceless.
How much political support do you have? I mean, I would suggest that probably 100% of people coming to Crufts will support what you're doing, without a shadow of a doubt. Political support often is really useful in making change in other areas? And do you get a lot of political support?
Well, we've been invited many times to speak, for example, in the UK government and different governments around the world. Do we get support? We get lip service. That's what we get, because what you have to bear in mind is whilst individual politicians may take issue with what's happening, particularly how the animals are slaughtered, they also have their own interests to take into account. And the fact is, many people trade, all the countries are trading with China, for example, and with Korea and with other countries. So they don't want to upset the apple cart when it comes to trade.
Mm. Here at Crufts, you're pushing against an open door, aren't you? And I'm sure your stand has been incredibly busy. What are you asking people to do? What's the call to action? When they leave Crufts, what can they do to help support your campaign?
Okay. Well, one of the great things they can do when they come to Crufts is actually meet some of our rescues who we are lucky enough to have been allowed to put on the stand. And then they can see that they're real dogs, just like the show dogs. They make great pets, because obviously we're looking for people to adopt our dogs. We are also looking, of course, because we're a volunteer-led charity, for financial assistance. So any brands that want to hook up with us to promote us or support what we're doing, any people that want to buy our merchandise or even just run a raffle, any small thing, because we believe our main mantra is no action too small. Anyone can do something to make a difference. And, for example, here what's been brilliant for me is over the 4 days, I will have had maybe 40 volunteers who've come from different parts of the country. And so we always welcome people to join us. That's our mantra, join us.
I'm sure that, like you, all of your volunteers are equally passionate. It is something which touches the head and the heart, this issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it's really hard to get your head around the fact that the same dog we met, I just met, for example, today is Samoyed Day. And I met a wonderful woman who came to the stand, and she has two dogs, a Samoyed rescue that she rescued from us from China, and also a Samoyed that she's purchased herself. And she really can't see the difference in either of them. And initially she was nervous because she's always bought dogs from a breeder to get a rescue, but now she feels she could get a rescue.
You've got some great merch as well. You've got the T-shirt on, which is really good. No to dog meat. There's some caps as well, isn't there?
We've got merch, we've got caps, we've got keyrings, and above all, we've also got a raffle with £500 worth of prizes. It's only £2 to enter, and you could bag yourself a big wicker hamper with £500 worth of doggy-related things you can take home. Or we'll send you if you're not here tomorrow.
Absolutely marvellous. Julia, where can people get more information? If they're not coming to the show and they're listening to this and would like to know more, where can you point them?
Our website, www.notodogmeat.com.
Fantastic. Julia, great to catch up with you. Thank you for coming in and explaining the situation. Have a fantastic remaining Crufts, and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you. And we would really like to thank the Kennel Club for allowing us to have a stand, because it's been a great opportunity for us again.